USA News. I'm Dave Collins. More auto workers could be on the picket lines by the end of the week.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. Currently, the strike involves three auto plants, each representing one of the big three automakers. I'm John Schaefer.
Most Americans aren't confident in the country's political system. According to a new Pew Research Center poll, only 4% think the political system is working extremely or very well. Meanwhile, nearly two-thirds have little to no confidence in the figure of U.S. politics. Eagle Pass, a Texas border town, has enacted an emergency declaration due to the surge in illegal immigration. This past weekend alone, the southwest border saw over 35,000 arrests, averaging nearly 9,000 apprehensions per day. A San Diego-based sunglass company is making national headlines in college football. Terry Snyder with Blenders Eyewear in San Diego says the company has received a boost the last few weeks from their partnership with Hall of Famer and head coach of 19th-ranked Colorado, Deion Sanders.
The college football season has been insane for us so far, especially after we decided to partner with Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes as their preferred sunglass partner.
Coach Prime has been wearing a special version of Blender sunglasses, and during last week's nationally televised rivalry game against Colorado State, he was called out by the opposing coach for wearing them during interviews. Deion turned that into a marketing opportunity, buying Blenders for his whole team. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot, $672 million. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The Marine Corps is suspending flights for 2 days after an F-35 disappeared for hours when a pilot ejected over South Carolina on Sunday. Debris from the plane was eventually found around 100 miles north of Charleston, but the incident has raised questions about how the military could lose a multi-million dollar fighter jet. Spokesperson from Joint Base Charleston said the plane's transponder wasn't working, making it nearly impossible to track. Taylor Swift sends messages to fans on National Voter Registration Day.
Look what you made me do.
Taylor Swift is encouraging her fans to register to vote today, National Voter Registration Day. Swift raised awareness on Instagram, urging fans to use the powerful voices she's heard throughout the Eras Tour in this year's elections. The singer said it takes less than 2 minutes to register to vote on vote.org. Maine's largest serving senator says she'll wear a bikini on the Senate floor to protest the relaxed dress code of the chamber. Republican Susan Collins then clarified it was a joke and added her threat was a protest of Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's decision to suspend the Senate's dress code. Schumer changed the dress code, many think, to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who wears a hoodie and gym shorts in the Senate building. He's been casting votes from the hallway in order to avoid breaking the former dress code rules. Dave Collins, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.